I'll go through the roll call to see how many are present. Hang on just a second. See if we've made quorum. Fred Blair.
Present.
Hi, Fred. Thanks. Michael Heist.
Here.
Thank you, Michael. Bruce Strauss.
Here.
Someone has a second line open. I know because I can hear my own echo and everyone else is on it. Please, as per our standing rules, if you don't have the floor to speak, please mute your device and please don't have more than one device accessing the meeting at a time.
Can you explain how to mute, please?
The standard way, the way we've been doing it for the last
Well, 3 years. I don't know, so please enlighten me.
I know how to mute on my device. I don't know what other devices other people may be using. I don't know whose device is open, and this could take the rest of the meeting. It's the responsibility.
Does anyone know how to mute?
May I finish what I'm saying? I don't shout over others to be heard.
You need to calm down.
As do you.
Orders of the day. Finish the roll call, please.
I'm going to go on with the roll call. Margot Iser.
Present.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for coming. Raymond Goldstone.
Present.
Thank you, Raymond. Bruce Grieve.
Here.
Groove.
Here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wait.
Dr. Hollick? Dr. Hollick? I don't hear him. I don't have his phone number. If anyone else does and can give him a call, I know he would want to be here. Thank you. Dan McCrory? Dan? Are you muted? I don't hear Dan. At least not yet. Jonathan Markowitz?
Jonathan is present. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Michael Novick?
Here I am.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for coming. Stuart Landau? I don't hear Stuart. These are, I'll call other guests who've been present recently. Sue Cohen-Johnson. I don't hear Sue. Jim Dingaman. I don't hear Jim. Kim Kaufman. I have you down as a guest because you've never expressed an interest in being a member of the committee, but I think your attendance would probably qualify you. How do you want to be listed, presuming you're here?
As present, Beth.
Fine. Then I'll list you as present. I still haven't heard an interest in being part of the committee. If ever you want to be considered a member of the committee, please let me know. Myla Reason?
Can you hear me?
I can, yes. Thank you.
And you know that I do not want to be referred to as a guest. I am a member of the local station board, and at the last meeting, I expressed an interest in continuing as a member of this committee, never as a guest.
Beth, this is Jonathan. You've dropped out. There's something wrong with your phone.
I can't hear you, Beth.
I'm here. Is there anyone who hears me?
Now we hear.
Now we do.
Thank you. Then I'll return to what I was saying. Myla was present last meeting. I have her marked present as last meeting. That's, as far as I know, her first meeting, the first one she's asked to be recognized at. This makes her second meeting. If she attends the next meeting also, that will qualify her as a member of this committee. Until then, just as everyone else, LSB member or not, she's a guest and she's welcome here. But she's not yet a committee member. Carlos Zavala? We don't hear Carlos. And there are others who've attended our meetings in the past, but not for many months now. So is there anyone else present who wants to be acknowledged and marked present?
Yes, Dave Johnson.
Dave Johnson? Okay,
yeah,
hang on
thank
just
you.
A second. Let me make a record. One moment. Dave Johnson, and is there a second person?
Dan McCrory.
Dan McCrory, thank you. Yeah, I already have your name down. We just didn't hear you earlier.
Oh.
So thank you for being here. I've got you marked as present. So is there anyone else now who wants to be acknowledged as present? Okay, thank you. If anyone arrives later, please don't hesitate to make yourself known if you'd like to be recorded as present. So that we do make quorum. We'll go on to convene the meeting then.
May I be recognized? This is Kim.
Kim, go ahead.
Well, I would take issue with who is a member since there are no minutes other than the minutes from the previous meeting. So, you know, there aren't any official minutes to represent who are actually members.
And
as you know, Bruce Greek cannot be a member of this committee.
Did I call him as a member today?
Yes.
I asked if he was present. I didn't list him among members.
I didn't hear that differentiation.
Well, I'm happy to provide the clarification. And we'll go on now. We will address the issue of minutes and membership, item number 4. Before we go any further, I'm going to ask for timekeepers to try to keep us orderly and so that everyone gets heard. Is there anyone willing to accept the assignment of timekeeper? Anybody?
Sure, I'll do it.
Thank you, Dan. Okay.
Chair, this is Jonathan. May I speak?
Jonathan, you may. I should, before I do that, I should let Dan know that at least to start with, because we do have a number of people present today and a number of agenda items, we'll stick with a 90-second time limit, and people need to speak beyond that, they can get back on the stack again. Thank you. Jonathan, go ahead.
Yes, I want to recommend everybody use the mute function on their phone when they are not speaking. I can tell that there's a bunch of people on the line right now with their phones open, that is unmuted, and this meeting is not going to work. It's happening. Somebody right now is making sound on their phone because they're holding it in their hand and they're scraping the phone. I don't know if all you can hear that. It's
and because it's not muted. Thank you,
okay,
Jonathan.
Okay, so I'm going to reiterate. Please, Beth, let me finish. I'm going to reiterate. Those of you who do not know how to mute your own phone, you have to go to YouTube, if you can, and look up a tutorial on how to operate your own phone. You have to know what your phone model is, okay? So this is the only solution. I don't know if you can mute Maestro, by using a keypad. So everybody needs to mute their own phone. Otherwise, this muting is just going to be continually interrupted. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. I, too, would reiterate that this committee meeting seems to be especially plagued by this extraneous noise. It makes it difficult for all of us to hear and be heard. Each person is responsible for knowing how to work their own device, and YouTube's helpful. It's also helpful if you just find a friend, someone else who knows how to use what you're using, and ask them to show you. We'll go on now. So agenda approval. I'll read the agenda. Call to order and roll call, item number one. Number two is assigned timekeepers. Number three is agenda approval. Number four is minutes approval for May 1st, 2023 meeting. Number five is motion to initiate the KPFK Program Oversight Committee elections at the June 19th, 2023 regular meeting. Number six is KPFK IGM Michael Novick update with Q&A and a particular focus on current ratings and metrics, for which he's provided a wealth of new documentation. Number seven, under new business, we have a motion from Ruth Strauss, which was attached to an email. It would be attached to the agenda, so everyone should have it. Number eight is announcing the next meeting, which will be June 19th, 2023. It's a Monday, 4 o'clock. And we'll adjourn by 6 o'clock, item number nine. Are there any questions about the agenda?
I have a question.
Ruth, what's your question?
The question is, well, actually, it's a question, but it's a statement. I'm not sure. We just got the documents, so I'm not sure that we'll be able. I don't think everybody is able to look at all of them so far. So I don't know whether we can complete a thorough discussion today on that. So I'm just putting that in, and I want to make sure that my motion is addressed. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. Yes, we'll address those issues as we go through the rest of the meeting.
Beth, can you hear me now?
Yes, Myla, I hear you. Do you have a question?
I figured out how to mute and unmute.
Thank you.
It took me a while, I'm sorry. Yes, what I would like to propose is that that Michael Novick limit his opening to 5 minutes so that we have ample time for Q&A before he has to leave and before we have to move on to the next agenda item. And I now see Bob Macon on the Zoom call. I don't know if he's on the Maestro call, but he is on Zoom.
I'll entertain that. If that's an amendment to the agenda,
yes,
we can entertain that. But I would go on to welcome anyone else who has joined us and invite anyone else who has joined us if they would like to be recognized and listed as present. Please let me know. But I would also like to remind the entire committee that the Pacifica bylaws state clearly that we don't out each other at meetings. People are allowed to attend without announcing themselves, and we're not to announce each other. With each person is allowed to decide for themselves whether to announce their presence or not. So
well, can I say that Rob just finally actually managed to get connect to audio, and Rob, I think that Beth is inviting you to make your your presence known audibly so that she can count you as attending this meeting.
Myla, I can communicate that myself directly with Rob, and you just outed someone 2 or 3 more.
No, I didn't, because he's visible on Zoom.
We're not on Zoom. We're on Maestro call.
Oh, God. Can you tell him, Myla, to give him this number?
Excuse me.
Yeah,
excuse
I will.
Me. Order. Order. I will speak to anyone who would like to be recognized. Everything else is out of order at the moment. First, I would like to welcome anyone else who has joined us. This is Beth Van Gunten, the chair. If there's anyone else who has joined us since we read the roll call and you'd like to be acknowledged and listed as present, this would be a good time to let me know, or you can do so at any point further in the meeting. Is there anyone else who's joined us newly and
Rob,
would like to be?
Rob Macon is here.
Is that Rob Macon?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for joining us.
My
pleasure. Hang on just a second. I'm taking notes. Okay. so we'll go on. There's a motion to amend the agenda by 5 minutes, or by limiting the presentation of the IGM to 5 minutes. I guess we don't
second.
Need seconds. If we needed one, then there we have one. I guess we'll. Is there any opposition to that? Hearing no opposition.
Can I clarify that the motion is to limit the opening statement so that there will be ample time for Q&A?
Would you please put that in writing and email it to me now, and I'll that way I'll have it verbatim for the minutes. And I would ask again if there's anyone who opposes or objects to what Myla just stated. Hearing no opposition, the agenda is so amended.
May I be recognized, Chair? This is Kim.
For what purpose? For what purpose? We just finished one agenda item, and we're about to move on to another. So what is it you intend to address?
The agenda.
Okay, we just approved that.
No, we didn't. We just approved
the
amendment.
I asked if there was any opposition twice, and there was none.
To Myla's amendment.
Oh, you're right. I stand corrected.
Motion even to approve the agenda before there was discussion of the agenda, Beth.
Madam Chair?
How much time do we want to take on this? Dan?
Motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Thank you. Is there any opposition to approving the agenda as amended?
Yes, I want to make an amendment.
Kim, as far as I know, you're not a member of this committee.
That's correct.
Then
nor is Myla. Nor is Myla, and you just let her make an amendment, Beth.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true. So I was mistaken in allowing someone who's not a member of the committee to make an amendment. If I'm not mistaken, Dan McCrory just moved to adopt the agenda as provided for in that amendment. So we're accommodating that request.
Madam Chair?
Yes, is that Raymond?
Yes, I'd like to be recognized.
You have the floor.
I would move to amend the agenda to limit Michael Novick's statement 5 minutes to enable sufficient time for adequate questions and answers.
Thank you, Raymond. Would you be willing to put that down in writing and send it to me so that I have it verbatim for the minutes?
No.
If you...
I'm not willing to do that. I think it's so simple that even I can understand it.
It's not that I don't understand it. It's that either I need to stop in the middle of the meeting now and write it down, or I need to take my own time to go back and listen to the audio and get it verbatim. But I can do that. What else do I have to do? So is there any opposition to the amendment to the agenda?
Well, who's included in being able to vote, Beth? since we have no minutes, we don't know who the members are. I already brought that
up. I know.
Up.
Then why are we even meeting?
Well, that's a question that...
As far as I can tell, the only way to get to the point where we can clarify those questions is to meet.
Okay.
We have the Maestro call logs for every meeting except the last one we did by Zoom, and Zoom doesn't provide that. But we do have all the, I'm speaking at the moment.
Ruth,
we do have.
Stack.
Well, when I'm done speaking, then I'll take a stack. At the moment, I'm explaining that I have my own records I can provide. I can back those up with the Maestro call logs if we get that far. If we stop here now to debate why we can't go further, then we won't get further. So I'm going to proceed with the agenda. Having heard no opposition to that amendment, I'll ask then, is there any opposition to the agenda as approved or as amended?
Oh, I have an opposition, and whether I'm allowed to speak or not, I mean, quite frankly, I have been here for three meetings in a row. There are no minutes showing that. If there were, I would be a member, Beth. So, you know, your interpretation of who is a member, I find objectionable to begin with.
So this is off the agenda. We'll get to the point where we can discuss this. If we move forward with the agenda, I asked if you wanted to be considered a member of this committee, and you declined to say so. I have you down as
that's not the that's not the criteria, and I don't recall you
well,
even
we can,
asking
we can,
me. I wanted to be on the record, and I'm on the record. Okay,
you're on the record as present, and this is not
for
the
last three meetings, and that is a requirement for membership. To be present at three meetings in a row.
I'm Bruce to the stack.
Excuse me. We are going to proceed with this agenda. This is not the agenda item we are on. We're going to complete the agenda and move on to that item. We can debate it at further length when we get that far. We're not going to be this random.
I said Bruce to the stack.
Are you objecting to this agenda? Is this to address this approving this agenda? Because that's the agenda item we're on right now.
Yes.
What's your objection to this agenda item or to this agenda as proposed?
I am just saying on the record that I did email you 2 weeks ago to get the attendance records for the end of last year and for this year, so we could move forward and we would know who the members are. So I'm just reminding you of that and letting other people know. Thank you.
And so that's not actually an objection to this agenda. That's a completely different item. For the record, I have requested those records. I don't have direct access to them myself. I've received some. I'm awaiting others.
You keep those, Beth. You've always kept them. Thank you.
I would appreciate being permitted to speak for myself. I keep my own notes. To get anything directly from Maestro, I have to go through someone else. It's possible, but it takes time, and it takes involving someone else, asking for someone else to give up their time too. Again, this is not what's on the agenda now. We're going to move on with the agenda. I've asked if there are other objections to this item, or to the agenda as amended. Hearing no other objections, we're going to accept the agenda as amended and move on to the next item, which is minutes approval for the May 1st, 2023 meeting. I've provided those to everyone. I'm I'm going to take a moment to explain that I sought out a generic Robert's Rules compliant template or minutes, and that's what I use to produce these minutes. They are in compliance with Robert's Rules format. I want to see to it that this format is acceptable to the committee before I commit all the other minutes for all the other meetings that I've chaired going back to September 2020 to this format. Unless there's an objection to this format, this is the format I'll use. If you object to this format, this is your opportunity to say so.
Goldstone, did I say?
Mr. Goldstone, please go ahead.
Yes, I do object. And the reason is for historical and accuracy. I noticed that you simply provided the members and others and then said that Michael Novick made a report. And when we have a meeting, and there were questions and answers, when we have a meeting that really doesn't have a particular motion, while I suppose this could pass for a minute, it ignores any codification of the exchanges, not to mention Mr. Novick's report. I really think that KPFK is entitled to that, at least some summary of those remarks and the questions and points made thereafter.
Thank you, Raymond. I'll respond to that. There are merits on both sides of the debate about how much in the way of discussion to include in minutes. In general, boards are advised not to include more of the back and forth than necessary. I stated the focus of the discussion. The problem with including more in terms of the debate is that opens the door to factional representation in the minutes by whoever writes the minutes, and sticking closer to an action minutes agenda as is represented in this template adheres more closely to a neutral, less politicized presentation for the record, because this does become the historical document. I'm also going to be asking for all the previous audios to be posted. Again, I don't have direct access to those audios or the ability to post them myself. And it takes other volunteers plus cooperation from Pacifica technical staff who are already have several times as much work on their agenda as any one human can possibly accomplish. If we had more money, we could afford more people to take care of those tasks. But given the very divided nature of this organization, I would still propose that we stick as closely as possible to an objective statement of the topic, as I try to in the agenda itself.
We can't hear you.
Is someone interrupting me?
I'm not sure if I was muted or not, Beth. We can't hear you. I don't know if I'm... Can anyone tell me whether I'm muted right now, or can you hear me?
You're not muted. Does anyone hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. I trust that if...
Can anyone hear me?
We hear you.
Yeah, you're fine. It's Rob.
Thanks, Rob. You hear me via Zoom.
I hear you by my ear.
I was testing. I've got the Maestro open, Rob, so that you can hear the audio.
Even though we've asked people not
but
to
I
get
can't
on
hear
with more
the audio
than one device.
Maestro, Rob, so I don't know.
So, Myla, do you hear us? Because evidently not. It's not possible to use both devices at once with any kind of clarity, and you risk creating audio complications for the rest of the committee. So please choose the one that works.
Rob, do you have the instructions to get on via Maestro?
To get on, I don't think so.
Excuse me, Myla, you're interrupting the entire meeting. Mute yourself. Myla, you need to mute yourself.
And
Maestro.
I'm not hearing anything coming out of Maestro.
Myla?
Okay.
Rob,
and
do you
I'm wondering
hear
whether
us?
I'm wondering whether
you,
I should.
Rob, do you hear us?
Again?
This
and
is
hang
asking Rob, do you hear us?
Do you want me to give you that information? How to call in via Maestro?
Yeah.
Would someone call Myla and explain to her that she's hijacking the entire meeting and cannot hear us, and that she's not, this meeting is not being carried over Maestro, and, or excuse me, over Zoom. To access the actual meeting, you have to go through Maestro call. Zoom
Maestro
is extraneous.
An email.
And, what?
The Maestro information is in the emails that were sent out. The
That's
Maestro
right.
information is in the emails sent out. You can just
Thank
access
you.
It, call it, and put in the code, and then you're in the meeting. And you can start
Thank
it
you.
To mute.
That works on many devices. Thank you, Margo.
Beth, Fred here.
Yes.
I've muted the Zoom link that Myla is using and talking over the meeting.
Thank you, Fred, for doing that and for letting us know so that we know what's what. So back to approval of the minutes. Addressing one of Raymond's concerns, he says that I do cite a report from the interim general manager, and indeed in the agenda, it listed that as an update. So I will correct that for accuracy, and I can amend that to say an oral update, because it wasn't in writing. So that makes it more accurate. I don't know that satisfies Raymond's greater questions. If others would like to address this issue, I'll take a stack now. Anyone else want to address this? If not, then is there any opposition to adopting these minutes for May 1st?
I'd like to be recorded as in opposition.
Thank you, Raymond.
Kim also objects. Kim objects because there aren't any defined members.
I'm marking and making a record of all of this. Okay. Two objections, no other objections, and so the motion to adopt these minutes carries. They can, of course, be corrected at any point in the future. And so, unless I hear other objections now, this is the format I will be using for other, for all other minutes. I'll be starting with the most recent minutes first, to give us documentation of who is and who is not a valid member. I will ask, because I don't have confidence that the information I have on membership in committees is as current as whatever the current version is. I have had it explained to me that unless someone identifies themselves as wanting to be a member, and each presence at a meeting as counting toward that, it's not to be presumed that they do want to. And having just asked for Kim's explicit intention when I called roll earlier today, to hear her refute that now is confusing. I will check the rules before we go further. I'm recording all votes, including Kim's, until we can decide whether or not her vote counts as a member's vote.
May I be recognized, Beth?
Kim?
Okay, I want to be considered a member, and I am a member because I've been here 3 times.
Thank you. That's what I asked earlier today. I'll move you into the membership column.
Didn't ask anybody else that question, Beth.
Because everyone else has already indicated their intention to be a member. So you worded the last with consistent attendance that hadn't declared that intention. So thank you for making your intentions clear. You're now listed among members. We'll document all other attendance at future meetings. I'm going to ask one last time if there are any objections to this format for minutes, for all future minutes going forward. And Raymond, I do hear what you're saying, and I'll try to articulate more clearly, maybe more extensively, what exactly the focus of the discussion is. But avoiding the back and forth was actually deliberate, and I'd be happy to discuss this with you outside of a meeting if you want to try to persuade me further. I'm open to further conversations about it. Do you have an objection to the use of this format for future
Are
meetings?
You speaking to me?
This I am.
Good. It was just not clear to me whether I could be heard or not. I would like to go on the record as abstaining because when did you send the minutes out? I didn't have time to look at the format.
So, Myla, this is your second meeting in a row. And in order to be a voting member, you have to have 3 meetings in a row. So if you attend next meeting, that would qualify you as a voting member. Those are standing KPFK committee member rules.
Would you answer my question? When did you send it out? Did you send the minutes to me?
I think you were included in that list, and it was not long before this meeting, before the meeting today.
Actually, it was 2:47.
Okay.
That's possible.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
It's
May I be recognized?
Are you objecting to this format for these minutes?
No.
Thank you. Then we'll go on. Myla, if you're objecting to the minutes, we've already approved the minutes. And again, I would remind you, if there are corrections, you're always free in the future to amend minutes. so nothing's written in stone. Once you become a voting member, you'll be free to do that.
Point of order. There are no agreed on members, Beth, so please stop using that.
I am going to continue to use that until I have the opportunity to document the membership that I'm pointing to and verify. You don't have to take my word for it at that point. I'm not in a position to provide those documents in the moment. You'll have them soon. Before I put any more time or effort into converting all my notes and all my longstanding reports to the LSB in 2 minutes, I wanted to be sure that this was an acceptable format. Having heard...
You have been asked for multiple times for years.
That's not news.
Right, it's not.
We can go into that history sometime when we have more time on our hands than we do today. But not having heard objections, further objections to use of this template, I will move forward using this template to provide all previous minutes, starting with the most recent and moving backwards, in order to, along with the documentation, the Maestro call log, so that no one has to take anyone's word on who is and isn't a member, who was and wasn't present, and we can take it from there. Until then, we're just trying to get through this agenda. So we'll move on from this agenda item, it having been approved, the minutes having been approved, and no further objections to use of that format. We'll move on to item number 5, which is motion to initiate the KPFK Programming Oversight Chair elections at the June 19, 2023 regular meeting. As background, I contacted Terry Goodman to ask if he would be available to administer a secret email ballot for the chair position for this committee at the regular June 19th meeting, and he agreed to do so and provided the wording for the motion, which has been provided to all of you. For myself, I'll just state that by then you'll all have previous minutes that you can go over and approve at the beginning of that next meeting, along with the documentation of attendance going back far enough to document valid membership in the committee. And so no one will have to take anything on faith. You'll all have as much as I have. And from that point then, we can decide how this committee wants to move forward. And if I'm going to continue to chair this committee, I need to know that there's a mandate to do that. If there's no mandate for me to continue with all this work, because it's a lot of work, if there's no mandate for that, if you'd prefer to have someone else chair this committee, that will be the opportunity for the entire committee to weigh in on this at that time. So I'll read the motion.
Whereas the KPFK out so we can read along with it.
I thought I had.
No, I didn't receive it. Did anybody else? I don't have it.
I'm copying it now. It was I attached it. In case there's anyone who didn't get it, I'm in the process of sending it again now. One moment.
While we have this gap, I was thinking that it was supposed to be the LSB people, members, who were automatically chairs of the committees they chose to be on, since that's what usually every single group I've ever been in had, is the people when they're on the local station board or on the meeting, like the officers of a group, they become the automatic committee chairs, and then everybody else is a regular member who is always usually very, everybody's very happy that people volunteer to be on committees. And but if it's a different way, anybody who volunteers or wants to be a chairperson is very welcome and very appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Margot, for that sentiment. Actually, there was kind of a knockdown, drag-out fight a couple times over to chair this committee back here early on, and there's been enough disorder in the KPFK governance in the last year that we haven't gotten to chair elections now, so it's been a while. It's time. I just emailed everyone the verbatim of the motion itself, and so if you'll check your email, you can follow along with me as I read. This is the standard election terminology as proposed by our Pacifica Chair of Tellers, Terry Goodman. And he has said that also include using Sarah Roos as a secondary ballot recipient and teller.
So point of information, Madam Chair Goldstone?
Yes, Raymond?
My question is, when are nominations taken? I've read the motion and I can't find it.
Thank you. We will take nominations at the next regular Programming Oversight Committee meeting on June 19th. It'll be at that point that the election process is initiated. We'll let the teller know of all nominations, and there will be, as always, a space for write-in votes as well in case people are inspired after the nomination period.
Thank you.
And I'll see whether he will be available to join us at that meeting to answer questions. But for anybody else who has taken part in standard Pacifica elections, this will follow that same format. So, whereas the KPFK LSB Programming Oversight Committee is meeting via teleconference in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, resolved that the committee's chair election or officer election shall be conducted via electronic mail, with Terry L. Goodman serving as chair of tellers and Sarah Roos serving as secondary ballot recipient and tellers. Further resolved that all currently serving committee members are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions and ballots via email by one of the tellers on or before Tuesday, June 20th, 2023, and that the polls shall close on Friday, June 23, 2023, at 12 midnight Pacific Daylight Time. The Chair of Tellers will distribute preliminary tally results to all voters soon after the tellers agree on those results. If for some reason Terry Goodman or Sarah Roos is unwilling or unable to conduct these elections, the committee's chair pro tem is authorized to designate other neutral persons to do so. If quorum is not met by the close of polls, the chair of tellers is authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline. Election ties, if any, are to be resolved and the final results declared by the person presiding at the next meeting of the committee after the preliminary tally distribution. A tie may be resolved using the open source Straws application by David L. Goodrich, hosted at this website. The final result should be ratified by committee vote. As an aside, that would take place at the beginning of the next regular PROC meeting. To facilitate these elections, after the adoption of this motion, the committee's secretary or secretary pro tem shall send to both tellers the roster of current committee members with email addresses and the names of the nominated candidates and the officers to which they have been nominated and the exact text of this motion as finally adopted.
Point of information, please.
One moment, Ruth. I'm checking the wording on this. I think we need to clarify in that final clause that the roster of valid members and voters will be provided after the beginning of the next regular Programming Oversight Committee, after people have had the opportunity to receive previous minutes and approve previous minutes and verify for themselves who the committee considers to be valid members and who they don't. So I guess that would still be after the adoption of this motion. Maybe I should add, I would propose to add, after the adoption of this motion and before ballots are distributed. So that's my amendment to this motion. Are there any... is there any opposition to the amendment as proposed to in the last clause, reading to facilitate these elections? After the adoption of this motion, I propose to add the words "and before ballots are distributed." Before going,
I have a point of information.
And Myla for the stack.
And Kim for the stack.
Okay, that's my amendment. Ruth has asked for point of information. What's your question, Ruth?
I don't understand what open source draw straws application is. I've never known about that or seen that used in Pacifica. So can you please define what that mechanism is?
That's the standard process that Pacifica tellers have used for quite a time now. There have been a number of elections that have been determined by that process. I'm not intricate.
I'm asking for a definition of the process. I don't even know what the process is.
It's an electronic method of resolving a tie. And the website is provided in the motion so that you can examine it to your heart's content.
Okay, so it's not an open draw straws. It's a closed thing that's done electronically. Thank you.
May I have a question answered, please?
I will to wrap up that last item. I'll state again. I will do my. I can't commit him without his consent, but I will do my best to ask to see if Terry can possibly be here to answer that and any other questions we have. I don't have any more information about it than what is stated here in this motion. So
I just need to know, excuse me, but who is eligible to become chairperson? Does it have to be a local station board member, or can it be any member at all who volunteers to be running as a candidate to become the chairperson?
Thank you, Marco, for the question. We have two other people ahead of you on the staff.
Oh, sorry.
So if you'll hang on to that question, I'll call on you after they have their turns. And okay. If we haven't already answered it, then you can state the question. It's a good question. And I don't remember. I think my little verse, but if it was Kim, then forgive me. And
which of you two?
Yes, Myla, we hear you.
Oh, good. Okay. It's hard to know whether I'm muted or not. Thank you. We had some problems with respect to knowing how many ballots had been received by the teller in the local station board election. So I would like to suggest that you add to the authorizing resolution that the chair of tellers inform the committee of how many ballots have been received in the event that we don't reach quorum?
Having had some experience with this with him on other committees, and having put that question to him before, I know that his response has been that violates the legitimacy of the process, that the tellers are unwilling to provide that advice. I can ask him again, but I don't have any reason to believe that his position on that has changed.
I think that it's rather arbitrary, and I think that if we put it in the authorizing resolution, that he will follow the authorizing resolution. I can't imagine how it would compromise anything let us know that by midnight of the close of polls, that X number of ballots were received, and that quorum was not achieved.
Well, I'm going to find that out of order, given that I've just given you the best information I have about his existing position on that, and I would be reluctant to include that in the motion that he drafted himself for fear that it would be an obstacle to the elections themselves. If you want to propose it as a freestanding motion, we can do that, and that way he can respond to it as he considers appropriate without it obstructing the rest of the election procedure.
Appropriate to offer that motion?
As a freestanding motion.
Would that be appropriate for the next meeting or this meeting?
You could, if we can be quick about it, we can get it in yet this meeting.
I'm challenging the ruling of the chair on this. He has announced quorum, and he did so at one of our LSB meetings for the first time that we didn't make quorum. He told us how many ballots he had. So I am challenging your ruling to rule it out of order.
I don't know when that was. I know what he has told me recently. I know that when I've asked him directly how many people have voted, he said it would violate the secrecy of the ballots to reveal that information.
Well, it may be to give it to you, Beth, but he announced it at the LSB to the whole body. That may be a difference, and you're speaking for him. I'm challenging your ruling that it's out of order.
Fine, let's take a vote. Let's put it to a vote.
If that's what we request, I see no reason why he should challenge it if the committee is asking for it.
So, Myla, would you please submit that motion in writing? Could you please email it to all of us so that we know what we're voting on?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Myla, we hear you now.
Oh, okay, all right. I'll do that.
Can you send us your amendment, Beth, because I didn't catch it. And this is a long motion to be getting in the middle of a meeting.
When do you propose that we address long motions?
Maybe a couple of hours before the meeting. That's generally when an agenda with motions gets sent out, not during a meeting or 1 minute before a meeting or in the middle of a meeting.
One moment, I'm preparing send this now. just a comment. I don't see how it would be violating anybody's privacy to say there were 500 votes or there were 5 votes or ballots submitted. That's nothing. That has nothing to do with what the ballot said or anything. Why can't we just say yes? We want to know how many ballots were cast, or so to speak, and that's just an arbitrary, that's just random. It's just nice to know that only if there's 20 people on the committee and only 5 voted, that's another interesting thing to know, something like that.
Point of order.
That comment.
Would you say your point of order?
Yes. The previous speaker did not speak recognition.
Agreed. And that was out of order. And so, and she stopped now. So we'll move on. I think I have this motion in shape to, or this my amendment at any rate, ready to send it to the entire.
So, is it? We talk about this. We discuss things.
Margo, we hear you.
Better not. Can you know?
Stay tuned for upfront.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to accommodate the request to send this motion in writing, and it's a lot to do in the middle of a meeting to...
Well, it's only fair you ask other people to do it, Beth.
Yeah, but they're not chairing a meeting.
Well, they didn't send out the motion in the middle of a meeting either.
I sent it as soon as I got it to
Beth. Yes, Christ has never been on it.
I have now emailed my proposed amendment. And I'm asking Myla if she has been able to email her proposed amendment.
Can you hear
Monroe Doctrine Policy 2 years in?
I do hear you, Myla. We all hear you.
Somebody please turn off their radio.
Is that better?
Yes. Myla, have you been able to get your proposed amendment? I don't hear anything from Myla.
Hear me now. Can you hear me now?
I do hear you now.
Okay. You should have it within the next 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Then before we deal with Myla's motion and my ruling that it's out of order and Kim's objection to the ruling of the chair, we'll address the briefer motion to amend that I proposed earlier and that you all should have now by email. Again, it's in the final clause of the motion, which starts to facilitate these elections after the adoption of this motion. And I propose to add, and before ballots are distributed, comma. It goes on then to read, the committee's secretary or secretary pro tem shall send to both tellers the roster. Is there any opposition to that amendment? Hearing no opposition to that amendment, it's adopted.
Sorry, I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes, I object, and I'd like to give my objection.
Go ahead.
Well, hold on a second. Let me get back to
we
it.
We have one moment. We have open lines. We can't hear. I don't know why this is so much more a problem on this committee than any other. Okay, Kim, go ahead and state your objection.
Where is this section?
It's the last clause.
No, Beth. No, please. Okay. Well, it says in here, the committee secretary...
We don't know what you're looking at. It says in here where, what?
Please don't interrupt me, Beth, until I'm finished.
Please don't interrupt us or waste our time. State what document you're citing, please.
I am citing the motion I am objecting to, Beth.
Thank you.
The section that says the committee secretary or secretary pro tem. There is no secretary or secretary pro tem, and that needs to be done. And furthermore, we also need an election for chair pro tem until this election is completed, because that's the way all committees do at the beginning of a new year. So those two things need to be fixed or added. There is no secretary or secretary pro tem. There never has been. And it says the committee vote to the adoption of the committee. There's somewhere where it talks about a presiding officer. Well, that is a chair pro tem until there's an election.
So
that's the way it's been done in the finance committee and every
Robert
other committee
Rule
at the beginning of
Robert,
the year.
None of which are meeting at presently, if I'm not mistaken. This is the only committee that has managed to resurrect meetings on a regular basis and to continue. And if I'm not mistaken, Robert's Rules explains that in smaller, less formal committees such as this, that chairs often act as their own secretaries, and that's what we've been doing. Excuse me, please don't interrupt me. Until this moment, no one has objected to that.
Beth, I am reading to you what is in the motion. It says a secretary or secretary pro tem. You are correct. There has never been a secretary, and committees don't generally have them unless they have them. They're not required like a big meeting. But it
then
says
are you proposing
that is the language in the motion, Beth.
Then are you proposing that we send this motion back for further work? Because clearly there are many objections to the way it's been written, to the considerations, the person who composed the motion is not here to explain or defend his proposals. And it seems as if it may be beyond the scope of this committee to address those in this meeting. If we postpone this item till next meeting, we will by then have a more complete record of minutes and rosters and who is and isn't members. If I'm not mistaken, the Pacifica also states that people in elected positions continue in those elected positions until they are replaced. My membership in this committee isn't in question, given that I have yet to miss a meeting in my entire time on the committee. So that can't be the problem.
But you're misinterpreting what I said.
I don't think so.
Okay, give me a citation, Beth, because it doesn't say what you just said anywhere that I'm aware of. In fact, at the beginning of every year, there is an election for chair pro tem until a regular election is held.
So what are you proposing we do now, Kim? How do you propose? Are you making an amendment? Are you making a motion? Because that's what committees act on. It's motions and amendments.
Well, I'm not going to approve language that should come out of there. So I guess I want to revise that. And also want to add an election
You haven't proposed an amendment. If you want to revise that, you're free to do that, but it has to take the form of an amendment, and I haven't heard an amendment yet.
Yeah, it's difficult to do this on the fly with a complicated motion that I haven't had a chance to read. I see something Beth, please don't interrupt me. Hello, it works both ways. The language, the committee secretary or secretary pro tem does not relate to what this committee is. So that should come out. But I can't read the whole paragraph to make it make sense on the fly like this, Beth.
Are you proposing that we postpone this motion until next meeting or some
That's
other
That's up
meeting?
To the body. That's up to the body.
Is that
but
well?
I am asking to include.
The body acts on amendments and motions, and you have yet to provide one. Unless you provide an amendment or a motion, we'll be voting on what has been provided as motions and amendments. You're free to put something forth. We're waiting. But the committee does need to move forward on this, either to vote on it, to amend it if the body so chooses, to adopt it at some point, or to postpone.
I mean, I don't know what to say because I can't vote for a motion that has a secretary in there when we don't have a secretary. It's
and
bad
so
language.
Before, so
I don't know how to read the whole sentence, the whole paragraph, and make it make sense, Beth. Sorry,
I understand you, Kim. That doesn't solve our dilemma. You've stated your position clearly. But before we get that far, that's secondary to the earlier amendment that Myla offered that I ruled out of order, that you objected to the ruling of the chair. I think that that's what, in order to unclutter the agenda right now and move forward, we need to vote on that. So that we can get some resolution and go on to the next step in this process. So, Myla, do you want to state your proposal, your amendment or motion for the record? Myla? Someone's running water. Please mute whatever line is running water.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Myla. Could you please state your motion for the vote?
Yes, I sent it. Bear with me here. Please send. So I emailed it to everybody. It is a substitute election authorizing motion. And I just basically added those few words, but I'll read the whole thing. It's basically your motion, Beth, modified very slightly to include certain words. But here it goes. Whereas the KPFK-LSB Programming Oversight Committee is meeting via teleconference in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, resolved that this committee chair election or officer election shall be conducted via electronic mail with Terry L. Goodman serving as chair of tellers and Sarah Roos serving as secondary ballot recipient and teller. Further resolved that all currently serving committee members are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions and ballots via email by one of the tellers on or before Tuesday, June 20th, 2023, and that the ballot shall close on Friday, June 23rd, 2023 at midnight Pacific Daylight Time. The Chair of Tellers will distribute preliminary tally results to all voters soon after the tellers agree on those results. If for some reason Terry Goodman or Sarah Roos is unable or unwilling to conduct these elections, the committee's chair pro tem is authorized to designate other neutral persons to do so. Here's the part that changes. If quorum is not met by the close of the polls, the chair of tellers shall notify the members of the committee the number of ballots received and is authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline. The only change is that the chair of tellers shall notify the members of the committee the number of ballots received. That's the only change. The rest of it is the exact same thing that you suggested. Would you like me to continue reading? That's the only modification.
I think that's sufficient. If there are no further modifications, that's sufficient. I want to correct a statement earlier. I think it was Kim that stated that the teller, or correct me if it was someone else, that the teller had previously stated that quorum had been met. And in fact, in past, that's my understanding of what he has done. What he has declined to do is to state how many ballots have been received at any point, especially for small committee elections like this, where at the moment, if I'm not mistaken, we have approximately 10 members that can be documented. We can validate that or verify that at the next meeting with all the documentation. Because of the nature of Pacifica, knowing how many people did or didn't cast a ballot, that can inform others about who may or may not have voted. And it's not necessary for the outcome. This is what he's pointed out in the past. Either we did make quorum, in which case the results count, or we don't make quorum, and so the results don't count. It's nowhere on the spectrum. It's a yes or no thing, and therefore, the exact number of votes cast doesn't make a material difference in the outcome.
And may I respond, please?
I came to the stack.
Beth, I'd like to respond.
I want to finish stating that it's for those were my understanding of Terry's reasons as stated to me, and it's for those reasons that I'm ruling the amendment out of order. And Myla, if you want to go ahead and make a final statement about it before we vote.
Thank you. I did have a conversation with Terry about this. He said that his practice is not to divulge the number of ballots received in the event that quorum is not met. But I went back and checked my emails from the past and did find instances where Terry did divulge that. So it's a recent practice that he has adopted. And I believe that this committee has the power to request a number if quorum is not achieved.
Kim, with a point of personal privilege.
Kim, go ahead.
Terry, at the first meeting after we had the first round of office elections at this recent LSB's, he got on the meeting and he told us he had 8 ballots. He said that. So whatever this other stuff is other stuff. He told us at the first meeting when we extended the date of quorum that he had only received 8 ballots.
That's
so
true.
Yes. So this is all kind of weird stuff.
So
that's why I am supporting Myla's motion, and there's no basis to rule it out of order. May I make another point? Beth? I'm not finished, please.
You sounded finished. I started.
Okay, well, I changed my mind.
Is this a further point of personal privilege?
At this point, I don't even remember
because
what I was going to say.
We are in the middle of a procedure here. I had asked Myla for a final statement. We need to go to a vote.
No, other people can weigh in on this matter, Beth. Other people can weigh in on this.
Jonathan Stack, please. It's now 5:28. We have roughly 30 minutes for the rest of our agenda. It's the responsibility of the chair to try to keep us on the agenda and move the agenda items and see to it that business gets done. And it's entirely appropriate, having announced a vote and deferring to Myla to make one final statement, it's unreasonable now to open the stack again in an open-ended manner to let you and others talk about any other thing they want to, given that they can't keep track. So I'm going to turn to Myla for one final statement. Please keep it concise.
This is completely out of order, Beth. You're making up rules that don't exist. This is a challenge to the chair. People get to weigh in. You get to speak first and last, and other people get to speak if they so desire. If Markowitz wants to speak to this issue, he gets to speak to this issue before demanding a vote.
Then I'm going to move that we close debate following Myla's statement.
You can't do that in a committee, Beth. You're not allowed to close debate in a committee.
Nonsense.
No, that's actually true.
Would you please cite your sources?
I will when I find them. And
Someday.
Excuse me?
Someday?
No, I will do that because I have sent it to committees before.
So, Kim, it's
on the stack, please.
I'm looking for it. Don't worry. I'll find it, Beth.
Kim, you're out of order. Please be quiet. Please don't speak over everyone else. So, Myla, we're standing by for your final statement before we vote on Kim's objection to the ruling of the chair. Go ahead, Kim. Or go ahead, Myla, rather. Myla, we don't hear you.
Orders of the day, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. We've had a call for orders of the day. We are at the point of voting on the ruling of the chair that Myla's amendment is out of order. Fred, how do you vote? Fred Blair?
I'm present. I pass for now.
Okay. Thank you. I've got to get to where I can mark my vote. Okay, Michael Heiss?
Pass. This is beyond confusing.
Yeah, for me too. Ruth Strauss?
I have to go back and read this. There's been so much discussion, I don't even know what we're voting on. Thank you. We're voting on a motion you sent. Is that correct?
No.
I sent a motion as drafted by Terry Goodman. I amended it. That passed. Myla is attempting to amend it. I voted that amendment out of order. Kim objected to that ruling from the chair, and we're voting about whether to uphold that ruling of the chair or Kim's objection.
Point of information.
And one brief moment. So, Ruth, shall we mark you as?
I don't understand. I abstain.
Thank you, Ruth. I
vote to uphold my own ruling. And someone had a point of information.
Dan.
Very briefly, we're in the middle of a vote. Dan, go ahead.
It's about to vote. Is it yes, upholding your...
Yes.
Okay,
yes
thank
is
you.
To uphold the ruling of the chair. No is to uphold Kim's objection and to allow Myla's amendment. Good question. Margo Iser, how do you vote? Margo? Did you want to cast a vote on this? We don't hear Margo yet. I'll come back. I'll do a second round.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, yes, we do. Hi, Margo.
Okay, I guess I vote yes, just so this meeting can go on, and maybe we'll actually hear the general manager's report. Okay, this is petty bureaucracy. I send a message out. You'll hear me. You'll read it.
Thank you, Margo. Raymond?
No.
Thank you. Dr. Holley, are you here yet? I still don't hear Dr. Holley. Dan McCrory?
Yeah.
He already voted, Pat.
When did he vote? He asked a question, a clarifying question, and I clarified, responded. He wanted to know what's a yes and what's a no.
Point of information. I really like Dan, and we're good buddies. But can he be on the program committee if he's head of the CAB? I don't know, and you can answer that. I really don't know.
It's where there hasn't been an objection to this point. I trust that we can sort that out when we go through all the membership lists next meeting to verify as a committee who does and doesn't count. For now, I'm going to treat him as he has.
It's a CAB issue. That's not an attendance issue. Thank you.
Well, it's a who qualifies as a committee member issue. And we're in the middle of a vote, and so we will
continue the vote.
We have in the past. We're going to complete the vote now. Jonathan Markowitz, how do you vote?
Yes. Yes, uphold.
Thank you, Jonathan. So for those who passed or weren't heard the first time, Fred, how do you vote?
Fred votes yes. Uphold the chair.
Fred. Thank you. I've got you down. Michael Heiss, did you care to cast a vote?
No, I really don't.
How do you want? Is that an abstention?
Oh, gee, many crickets. I'd really like to move that we adjourn and put all of this crap down on paper so that we don't have to do
point of order. Point of order.
Second the motion to adjourn. Second the motion to adjourn.
What's your point of order?
That
we're
motion
in the middle of a vote.
Out of order in the middle of a roll call.
I agree. I took it to be facetious. I didn't take it as a serious motion. So, Michael, did you intend to cast a vote? This is your chance.
It was a serious motion that I'll make as soon as we're done with this. I abstain.
Thank you, Michael.
You've been called in, Beth.
One moment. Yeah, I haven't. I've got you down. Go ahead, Kim.
I vote no. Myla has a right to make that motion. We can ask Terry.
Thank you. Is Dr. Holley present yet or not? This is going once, going twice. This is his last chance to cast the vote on this. The polls are now closed. And so I'll count up the votes. We have yeses are 1, 2, 3... 4, 5, and no's are 1, 2, and abstentions are 2, and there's one person not voting. And if I'm not mistaken, that's all 10 current members. So the motion or the ruling of the chair is upheld, and that amendment is not included in the original motion. That brings us to the original motion. Is there anyone who opposes passing this motion as amended?
Yes.
Yes. And so we'll vote on whether to pass the motion to stand up election for next meeting. So a yes is to support the motion to have Terry Goodman initiate a process of election for chair at the next meeting in June on the 19th. A no is to oppose that motion. So Fred?
No, I'm opposing the motion, not the election. This motion is a mess, and I still have issues with it. One being that it says in here,
so Kim, you're free to vote against.
Right, but nobody's allowed to talk and make this motion worthwhile. Okay, go ahead.
I'm moving the agenda. There was a motion to move the agenda. I'm doing that. We passed one motion. The next motion was ruled out of order, and that ruling was upheld. Now we're at the point where we vote on the main motion, and you're free
as
to
amended.
Vote against it
as
amended. Thank you. As amended. Correct. I stand corrected. Thank you, Raymond. The original motion as amended, and you're free to vote against that, Kim, if you want to.
Thank you.
You had the option to bring forth other amendments or other motions. And
take the
yes,
vote.
I know. And if I had a chance to redo the motion, I could have done a better job, Beth.
Kim, you're out of order. We're going to move
yes,
on
I
with
am.
This vote. So, Fred Blair, do you care to cast a vote?
I guess I'm voting yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Fred. Michael Heiss?
I'm still on, not on mute. Pass for now. Catch me on the next round.
I'll do that. Ruth, did you want to vote on this?
Yes, and I vote yes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ruth. I vote yes. Margot Iser?
I'm not even sure, but I'll vote yes, just to get this going so we can hear Michael's report if it's not too late.
Okay. Thank you, Margot. Raymond Goldstone?
Same.
Thank you. Dr. Holley, I guess, is not yet here. I'll come back and ask again for him. Dan McCrory?
Yes.
Thank you. Jonathan Markowitz?
I'm sorry, I was trying to have a moment to insert a point of information question before you started the vote.
If you have a question?
Yeah, I'm confused about this motion that you are taking a vote on in lieu of what? The election of the chair to be the following month or a month after that? Is that the...
It's not an either-or thing. It's a motion up or down to do it as stated in this motion.
Please, nobody else speak. Can you continue? Sorry.
That's okay, Jonathan. Yeah, the motion is, as it's stated, the motion is a positive proposal to take action at the next meeting to initiate an election process, a standard Pacifica election process. Someone's line is open. Please mute yourself if you do not have the floor. Thank you. So the motion is
to initiate a standard a Pacifica election process with the usual chair or with the usual tellers at the June 19th meeting. And the vote is yes to go ahead with the process as amended, or no, not to. And if we don't agree to do this, then the floor is open again for further motions.
Okay, we'll
probably not until a subsubsequent meeting, because it's later.
Okay, I'm sorry. A subsequent question. Will the election happen on the 19th of June or later?
It would happen if we pass this motion. It's unlikely to happen if we don't pass this motion now, though other motions could come forward between now and the next meeting.
Okay, so when the election happens will be determined on June 19th. Is that correct?
Well,
no.
It could be determined by this vote. If you vote yes, then this vote determines that there will be an election process initiated on June 19th. If you vote no, then all bets are off and we start fresh with any other motions that people want to bring forward. But now we need your vote on this one way or the other. Or you're free to abstain.
Your clarification didn't clarify, because what I'm asking you is
Point of order. Can we just then abstain?
No, I'm not finished, Kim. Please,
well,
you know, you've been speaking than any other person on this meeting. I appreciate it.
Wait.
Thank you.
No one else gets a chance to speak during
I'm
the
sorry,
meeting.
But you're out of order.
Jonathan, we really are in the middle of a vote.
It's not clear. It is not clear whether you are suggesting that the election will or will not happen on the 19th.
The only, if this motion passes, it will move ahead on the 19th.
Meaning the election will happen on the 19th?
No, nomination.
That's when there's a process is initiated.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. And Kim?
No.
No. I've got you down. Okay, then. We've got one pass from Michael Heiss. Did you care to cast a vote at this point?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, I vote no. And when we're done, I'd like a stack or whatever the heck it is, please.
Okay. I take it that Dr. Holly is still not with us. Dr. Holly?
Oh, please.
When he shows up, it tends to be later in the meeting. So as long as he's a qualified member, then I'm going to keep calling on him. Outbursts like that are out of order. So I'm going to count votes now. The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and the noes are 1, 2 noes, and 1 abstention. And so the motion carries.
Point of information?
Yes, Raymond, go ahead.
Will the minutes reflect that nominations take place on the 19th?
I can see to it that they do, yes.
Thank you.
Certainly. No problem. Good question. And that tends to be standard process.
Point of information or point of order or whatever.
What's your question, Ruth?
List of the membership be available then? It would need to be.
Well, as I've stated a number of times in this meeting, before the next meeting, you will all receive, now that I have approval of a format for minutes, I will commit past notes and documents and previous reports to the LSB, recast them in the form of minutes, submit them to this committee for approval in time for the next meeting. And so before we initiate this election.
I'm talking about attendance, not minutes.
Ruth.
You need the minutes to have attendance.
Minutes documents attendance.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
And so we will have a list of members and others who attend, and everyone will have the Maestro document. Anyone who wants it can have the Maestro documentation of who logged in at any given meeting. So everyone will have the same information I'm going from. And if there are any questions or discrepancies, we can sort them out at the next meeting before we validate and verify the list of qualified members and submit it to the tellers for the election. Are there any further questions about that? I hope that's clear. Hearing no further questions, if anyone does have further questions, wants to contact me offline after the meeting by email or whatever, I'm happy to take those questions. I'll talk with Terry Goodman to clarify what's happened at this meeting today and ask if he can be present to answer questions before we implement his process at the next meeting. And now, having done that, that's item number 5. I would propose that we move on now to item number 6 and hear from Interim General Manager Michael Novick, with an update and questions and answers. I guess I should, before we do that, I should point out that we now have 11 minutes left in this agenda, and
motion to extend by 4 minutes.
I'm sorry, I have to be on the air at 6 o'clock, so you can extend as long as you want, but I'd appreciate it if you have to give me a chance to say a couple of words and hear a couple of questions.
Well, then we'll just move ahead with the agenda as approved. Knowing that it won't take long. So, Michael, please go ahead.
I'll be happy to write to put something in. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'll be happy to put something in writing. I did send the last set of Nielsen's that we have, and we don't get them currently. I sent also a link to something called Radio Insight, which shows in general what's happening on radio stations, but we're no longer listed, and none of the Pacifica stations are listed in any of our listening areas any longer because we don't pay Nielsen at the moment. That lapsed, I think, in January. So you have the most recent data that I have or that anyone has. I think there was one additional report we got that had KPFT maybe in it that not particularly relevant to us, but I checked earlier today, and none of the five signal areas show any of the Pacifica stations in them any longer. And that's not because our audience has declined, it's because we haven't paid the bill to Nielsen for it. I was told that people mainly wanted to concentrate on the question of metrics. The other metrics that we got are from a consortium called CDP that analyzes our donor data, and the figures there show that we had the figures there show we had somewhat of an improvement in the percentage of our subscribers who are renewing, particularly first timers who renewed, and I attribute that mainly to the fact that we've moved away from pitching primarily for premiums and are pitching more for the content and the value of the programming and the shared values. And the people who do subscribe are clear that they're members and therefore are likely to renew. It's still not a great percentage, but it's coming up towards about half, something like that. I think it was 40. Something like 42%, which is not a great number compared to where it should be, but was better than we were doing, which is down around 20 or 25%. And there are continuing to be openings in the grid, and I'd be happy to consult when we have more time for such a consultation than we have tonight. But as people probably know, Margaret Prescott has cut back. She's basically retiring. We'll come back eventually as a unpaid staff each week. Right now we're airing what are called evergreen, previous shows that are not dated or don't give date information in them. Some of them are still dated, but we're running them in any event. However, we'll be filling most of those slots within the week or two. Tenda says with Jim Moringa, who was formerly on our airways, will be coming on Thursday mornings at 7. And the following week, Nana Jumphy was filled in for Margaret fairly recently. And also, as previous on our airways, will be coming on Wednesdays. And at this point, we're adding in alternative radio from David Barsamian. That may move around depending on what else happens. But for now, that's Fridays at 7. And we added the Working Voices program. Michael Slade show was put on temporary hiatus, and we might try to bring it back as a podcast at some point. They're trying to reconstitute the show. Michael has not been available for some time, and there's been a sub, but it really changed the format of the show substantially from what Michael Slade himself had done, which had a lot more, you know, cultural interviews with filmmakers and writers and so on. So they're working on trying to see if they can reformat the show more as it used to be. And in that case, we'll try to get it off hiatus, or, as I say, maybe as a podcast. The Working Voices program, we had a May Day special, and then we started it last Friday, and we'll be continuing Fridays at 10, focusing on issues facing working people, particularly in organized labor, but also, you know, people trying to organize the unorganized. That's about it. If people have questions, they can take one or two, and I really have to go get on.
Raymond, to the back.
Raymond, go ahead. Tim, you're after Raymond. Go ahead.
Is that right,
Raymond, go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I want to comment that I'm very disappointed that the late Roy Tuckman's show has been eviscerated. It's simply, other than Parkman's delayed 2 hours, is not Roy Tuckman Something's Happened. Thank you.
Thank you, Raymond. Michael, did you want to comment?
You know, I'm not sure what he means, but, you know, we have kept many of the same segments exactly the same. We ran the same visionary activist from Caroline Casey. We'll be running it again this week. We ran the same Sounds True from, I think her name is Tammy Nelson, I forget. If I can finish the sentence, we're not repeating things like Chris Hedges and Richard Wolff, because they're already on our airways and on the archives. Go ahead, quickly.
Okay, I am going ahead, Beth.
Clearly.
What I'd like to know and get the data on is the CDP, and what are they comparing it to? What information are they getting? And what, you know, you say, well, they say this, we're better than that, but what are they getting that is being compared to? And can we get that data?
They're getting all the data from Allegiance, and they're analyzing it compared to a consortium, as they say, of several hundred public radio and TV stations that do a separate analysis for radio and TV. I can check with the ED about how much of that we can share, and if she's okay with it, we'll share it more widely. As I explained previously, it's a consortium that was set up by WGBH, and it's designed to help public radio stations and public
right.
TV
okay.
stations.
I also agree
right.
with Raymond that Roy's show
right.
is just nuts. It's
all right,
not at
you.
All the
Bye-bye.
Same.
Thank you, Michael. Want to finish, Kim?
No, I just tried to state that Roy's show is not the same show at all. He's being very selective in talking about it.
I propose that we can revisit that topic, given that these are not the only concerns I've heard raised about it. We can revisit that in a future agenda.
Abby, recognize, I'd like to take a point of personal privilege here.
Kim, we're at the time to adjourn. We have one final business item from Ruth Strauss. I don't recall
Ruth,
you having
Beth,
been...
you asked me to give you the citations, and I would like to give you the citations. They
Please
will be short.
Please put them in an email, and don't take up precious
you
meeting time.
You asked for them, Beth, and I said I would find
them.
I have the citations.
I understand that, Kim. If you don't yield the floor... I'm going to ask to have you muted so the rest of us can go on with the meeting. Please provide the citation to the entire committee in the form of email.
Beth, this is Ruth. I'm sure people want to go, so if you would just make sure that it gets on the agenda. I hate to delay a month because every minute is critical that people are alienated from the grid. But I don't know whether people will stay on for this. If they will, that's great. If they won't, then, you know, it is what it is.
I will be
Beth,
happy
I'd like to make
carry
a
it
comment.
Over. I'll respond to Ruth briefly first. I'll be happy to carry it over to the next meeting. That's kind of standard operating procedure. I'm sorry we didn't get to it at this meeting. This was a complicated meeting. Raymond, go ahead.
Yes. Apparently it eludes others, but it doesn't elude me that not a single suggestion made by this committee was adopted by Mr. Novick. And to the best of my knowledge, Mr. Novick did not consult any member of this committee in the changes that he made since
that
our
is
last
correct.
Meeting.
Thank you for that observation, and I suggest that we take it up again with the GM, the IGM, at our earliest opportunity. I think that what happens with that programming section, that program slot, is clearly important for the future of KPFK, and I encourage everyone to communicate more directly with the IGM between now and the next meeting because, as Ruth points out, time's a-wasting and these changes are taking effect. So I think everyone for attending, for sticking with this process, for taking the process seriously, for helping trying to move the process forward. I thank everyone for what cooperation we've gotten, and I'll look forward to our next opportunity to meet next month on June 19th. If anyone cares to communicate with me in between now and then, you all have my contact information, and I would welcome hearing from you. Thank you. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Thank you. It having reached the hour, and hearing no objection, we're now adjourned.